I have a quick few moments where I want to share a message I believe God has prepared for us today. Like we said, we were chatting in Sunday school this morning and talked briefly about when it's difficult, that when people come up and talk to you and ask questions, or when you want to share your faith, what to do, what to say. And sometimes there's difficult questions that we get asked, and how do we deal with those things and relate to them? What do we do during difficult situations? So I want to talk about this morning how God has called us to be overcomers. Amen? He's called us to be overcomers in every situation. And just how do we do that? How do we allow God to work through us as to become overcomers? And you know, the mission of God actually started way back in the Old Testament. He actually called and talked with Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, he said to Abraham, "You are blessed to be a blessing to many people, to all the nations." And I think that pays forward to us today, that we've been blessed, amen, here in this place, to be a blessing to other people, to be able to share and to tell them about Jesus Christ, and to tell them about what he has done in our lives and how we are a light. Now, God's goal is that he accomplishes things through us for people for the glory of God, amen? For his glory is when he does miracles. It's for his glory that he sees, wants to see people healed, and for you to come into full relationship with him. So today we're going to talk about overcoming, and overcoming the adversary, that is the devil. In 1 Peter 5:8, we know that Peter says that your adversary, the devil, prowls around like what? Like a roaring lion, yeah, seeking whom he may devour. So sometimes when some people come up to us and say things about us, those are things coming against us. Or when you're trying to witness to somebody and they take you off on this tangent and you don't know how to share with them, and which end is up after they've asked you all these strange questions about evolution, how do I come back to, you know, the basics? Or when you're being persecuted at the job, how do you overcome those things when you feel hurt? The enemy has put things in our lives that has caused adversity in our lives, but God has called us to overcome. We have a verse that I want to share with you. We're going to go to the book of Revelation. There's one verse that I want us to look up here in just a minute. So put your finger in Revelation, and we're going to come to that in a second. That'll be our verse for the day. But as we had said, that we had thought that we had gone through a lot of adversity, and we didn't know how we were going to overcome when we were in Nepal. I mean, after 500 aftershocks, well, actually 350 and some, close to 400 aftershocks, and 5 earthquakes, 2 that are in 7, and other 4 that were 6, and homes that were destroyed, it just seemed like there was just so much going wrong. No electricity, no, you know, gasoline, no heat, you know, there was no food, the grocery stores were closed. This just seemed like it was overwhelming. You know, well, how do you move forward in situations like that? But God was faithful, and he was able to lead us through, and he was able to allow us to stay there and not actually to leave, but we were able to stay there and help others. We made it through. It's because of Jesus Christ that we were able to overcome. So I want to let you guys know, first of all, number one, you were built to overcome. You all were built for this. Every one of us, as members of the body of Christ, says our Lord has built us with special strength to overcome problems and trials. So here's our verse for the day, guys. Put your finger on this and underline it. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Simple, 2 points. Very simple message today. This is what helps me get by in difficult times and when I feel like I am ready to share the gospel and someone wants to pull me off track. We go back to this all the time. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, it says simply, "And they overcame him," who? Satan. Yes, the adversary, Satan, the devil. "They overcame him because of the," what? "The blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony." Amen. "And they did not love their life even when they faced death." Okay, I don't like that last part so much, but the first part is really exciting. All right, so, but that's where it really gets good, is when they overcame the adversary, and the reason is because of the first part. You only can do the second because of the first. We only have a testimony that we can share because of the blood of the Lamb, amen? So it's because of the blood of the Lamb, we can have a testimony. So this is not something that I'm trying to convince somebody out of a dictionary that I've learned. This is personal. This is the blood of Jesus Christ that saved me. I have this relationship with him now. And because of the light that's inside of me, it's just bursting out. I'm sharing my testimony. And that's it. And that's what allows us to overcome the enemy. He has no place to stand in your life when you can say, by the blood of the Lamb, I am overcoming this. This cannot stand in front of me. Whatever it is, it's disease, cancer, the enemy, some ridicule, persecution. It cannot stand in front of you because you have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and that you have a testimony that he has saved you and that you're his child. Amen? Amen. That makes me excited. So this gives us strength for the day. It gives me strength to be able to continue on sometimes when we've been in Nepal where it just seems like nothing is working. You know, sometimes you ever had a day like that? Okay, I'm going to accomplish three things today. And you get to 7 p.m. and you realize none of those got accomplished that day. How did that happen, God? You know, what happened to my day? Sometimes that's frustrating. But God can work through your situation when we allow him to. The neat thing about that verse is that it didn't just say, you've overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Now that would be enough, right? That's enough for us. That's enough for our salvation. That's enough for us to get to heaven. But while we're on this earth, and when it says to overcome the enemy, on this earth through trials and tribulations, I believe that your word of your testimony, when you share your faith, that helps you to overcome. The enemy runs away from you when you start sharing with other people about Jesus Christ. When he thinks he's got you in a place, you just start sharing your testimony. You just start talking about Jesus, and he's going to go away. Amen? He's not going to be able to stand in front of you when you're saying, you know what, Jesus did a great thing in my life, and let me tell you about him and what he did for me. And that's it. I really believe that God has called us to share and to go. He's called us to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. So some of us are called right here where we're at in our school or our workplace. Some of us are called a little farther away, and then there's a few of us that God called us to the other side of the world. Amen. The next part I want to say is that God didn't leave us out here all by ourselves. Amen. Friends help us overcome. That's why the body of Christ is here. That's why you are here, and that's why you pray for me and I pray for you. There's times that when we were in Nepal, Pastor, I swear that there's prayers that I felt in Nepal when we were there. I knew people were praying for us. And it was because of those prayers that I believe we're alive today. There was a time when we were on the side of a mountain coming down from this Tibetan mountainside. There was 4 landslides, and we had to trek around in 4 different locations to get around. We finally ended up so tired we didn't want to trek anymore, so we got on a bus, which is our mistake. But we got on this bus that was on this road where there was landslides, and it was literally teetering over the mountain, over the side, this like 200 feet down to the river rocky bed below and mountainside on top. I've driven this before in my car, but this bus that day with the road, there was 3 times where I was over the edge. I was in the front, and I could see the cliff, and my body was farther over than on the end. Talk about moments when you go to prayer. I was praying really hard. But I believe God had his hands on that bus, and he was holding it up, and he was not going to let that thing go over the edge that day because people were praying. I believe people were praying for us that day that we would make it through that and we could continue on the word of God. The next week after that, a bus fell over that cliff and everybody perished and died. So we thought, wow, okay, that does happen. But God has had his hand on all of us, I believe. When we pray for others, he hears. So friends, let's pray for each other. Amen? Job, all of his things went away when he did what? When he prayed for his friends, God saw his humility. Finally, he got his whole vantage point of everything he was losing off himself. And he realized, I need to pray for my friends. And God changed his life. Many things can happen to us. God will bless us when we pray for our friends. Deuteronomy 32:29 says that one can chase 1,000, but 2 can chase 10,000. There's that exponential number again about how when we work together, many things can happen great for the Lord. So here's an interesting quote. Martin Luther said, "The gospel that does not deal with the issues of the day is not the gospel at all." When we help each other, when we look out for each other, when we share the love of God with each other, saying that, hey, I want to give you a slice of bread, or I want to rebuild your home, whatever that is that we have capacity to do, let's do that for our neighbors, because that's the love of Jesus, and that gives us opportunity not just only to show, but then to follow up and to share Jesus Christ with those around us. So please pray for us. Please pray for us. If you can remember us, our cards and our table are all back. Grab a card because we need your prayers. There's other things that happened. We had dysentery and typhoid and bacterial infections, and oh, I could go on. It's been a crazy 3 years in Nepal, but through it all, God has carried us through, and I believe it's because of the power of prayer that has allowed us to keep working. So the last point I want to say is that we're baptized to overcome. You know, I shared two things that, you know, my points. I believe that God has allowed us to share a testimony. God has allowed us, because we're saved by the blood of the Lamb, He has given us a testimony to share with others. So that's one thing we can share. I always go back to the basics of Jesus Christ and His saving grace. Amen? The other one, God has equipped us with the Holy Spirit. God is equipped. He had sent His Holy Spirit specifically so that we could have power from Him, so that we could share the gospel. Evidence of this is the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. We're Pentecostal here, amen? Amen? We believe that the Holy Spirit can work inside of all of us for the benefit of the church and for others around us. So I believe fully that when Peter and everybody else that was in that upper room got filled with the Holy Spirit, and they went out and they shared, Peter was changed. He was transformed. He gave 3,000 came to Christ that day. And those things can happen still today. If we are moved by the Holy Spirit and we allow the Holy Spirit to speak through us. So I want to encourage you guys today, overcome the fears that you may have to share with somebody about Jesus Christ, because it's just that first step, and the Holy Spirit will lead you, and He'll speak through you, and you'll have the words that'll come off your mouth like, where did that verse come from? I don't ever remember that, reading that one in the Bible. God will speak through you, and it's the Holy Spirit that's going to give you that energy, and people will see that in you as you share. Amen. So Peter was moved by the Holy Spirit. 3,000 came to the Lord that day. The last point I wanted to make was that we're destined to overcome as well. Amen? We're destined for it. We're going to overcome once and for all because of what God had said in the Bible. John 13:33 says, in the world, you'll have problems. When we're here, we'll have problems. But be of good cheer because I've overcome the world, He said. Because He did it, you will overcome. You'll have opportunities. So when we have problems, don't get sad, but be glad in that, okay, God, you're going to carry me through this, and on the other side, I'm going to have a testimony, and I'm going to be able to overcome this and share with others, or maybe even have the opportunity to share someone walking through this hard time. Mark chapter 13, verse 10 says, the gospel must be preached in all these nations, and then the end will come. Matthew 24, 14 says, this gospel, the kingdom shall be preached in a whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. So our goal is to all nations. Nations actually, and that actually is interpreted people groups. There's over 260 different people groups in Nepal. It's this incredible melting pot of people groups. And there's, like I had shared, there's a lot of these least reached, last unreached people groups nested in these Himalayan mountains. And we've found where all of these are located, and we're doing strategy right now, like we said about this water project is one. God has started to allow us to get into some of these places to be able to start to share and reach these people. I believe the gospel. I believe what the word says in Matthew 24, 14 is that when all these people groups hear about Jesus Christ, and when all of these people, one day, someone from every nation will be singing the praises of Jesus Christ at the throne room. It says in Revelation chapter 7 that we will be singing with them, all people groups. So I believe God has called us to go to them, to share with them, and some of them are going to get saved and come to Jesus because He said it. And once that happens, Jesus is going to come back, guys. I am excited about that. We're not far away. So we are going to go and we're going to share the gospel with those that are just waiting, that are waiting now to hear the gospel, that haven't had an opportunity. My last point is just, so why overcome? Why can't I just live in my misery and just muddle through my life? Why do I have to overcome? Sounds difficult, but it's for the glory of God, you guys. It's for the glory of God so that we can be a witness to others, that we can let our light shine, and so that God can work through you. And he'll do it. He'll confirm it in some way that he'll confirm in you through your turmoil or through your situation that he wants to work in your life, and he wants to take you to the next level to be able to share the gospel and to be his witness to your world, wherever that's going to be. I got one little quick little short story that I'm going to share about how God pointed to me, and he kind of showed me how he was going to be leading me in next steps and how he wanted to carry me through some things. One of my first, I was on a few short-term trips. How many of you guys been on a short-term mission trip? Anybody been on a short-term trip? Okay, a few of you, that's great. I had a couple of short-terms that I've been on, and then I wanted to go on a longer one. So I spent the summer working really hard to go for a few months to Guatemala. And I worked at this, it was my brother's screen printing shop, actually. And we made all these t-shirts. I remember sweating over 1,000 Yoplait, you know, yogurt t-shirts, and it said, had a picture of blue overalls on it, and it said, Wisconsin, the best overall state. And we printed some from Minnesota, so Minnesota, the best overall state, but none the two shall meet. But anyway, we printed like 5,000 of these, and I ended up making enough money to go to Guatemala. And you know, how many know Guatemala is in Central America? It's quite a ways down there and in the, below Mexico. Flew down there, got a hold of this missionary. He took us on a trip with a team that came from, I think Florida. And we got on a pig truck. He put us on a pig truck, guys, to, not a bus, but a pig truck. Anyway, and it started raining, it started pouring. So we're in the back of this truck getting drenched. Anyway, we took 8-hour drive up this dirt road. I almost slid off the cliff and ended up in a house and slept the night, and he went back to get a truck, and so we hiked and didn't even know where we were for about 3 hours of the day, and he picked us up and took us 2 more hours into this backwoods where I had no idea where we were, and finally we made it to this little village, and I didn't even see anybody. There was trees in the jungle, and finally kids came out from around the trees after we started, you know, showing them candy. They started approaching us. I suddenly had like 150 children around me, just swarmed me. And I thought, oh, all right, here's one for you and some for you. And then there's this little kid right in front of me standing at my feet and thought, oh, aren't you cute? He's about this tall. Looked at me with big brown eyes. And so I reached down and I picked him up and I looked at him, and he was wearing a shirt that said, Minnesota, the best overall state. I thought, what? Wait a minute, God. No, wait, this is impossible. It blew my mind. And how in the world, over what, 5,000 miles and through the backwoods? Wait a minute, I'm the only person standing here on the day that this kid comes out of a hunt? And it's just blew my mind. And I had a feeling I could see God up in heaven kind of laughing that day. Like, yeah, I got you. Look at you. I totally got you. You know? But that was such a little thing, I think, that God did, that he just wanted to point to me. He was like, you know what? I got it, Michael. I got it. Don't worry about it. I got your situation, and you're in the palm of my hand. And you know what? If you follow me and you pursue what I have for your life, I'm going to lead you, and I'm going to send you to places that you'll be able to go and you'll be able to preach and you'll be able to share with people that have never known the gospel or never known me before. And he's going to do that in your life too, guys. I believe that he's going to give you opportunities when you step out and say, Lord, use me. I'm just going to step out. I know I'm a little bit embarrassed, but I'm going to take that first step and just share. And the Holy Spirit's going to work through you guys. And you're going to be able to share and you're going to see people come to the Lord. So it's my last question. Do you have a word of your testimony? That's the first thing. Do you have a word of your testimony? Have you been restored by the blood of the Lamb? And do you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you fully, as it did on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit fell in your life? Those are our requirements, you guys. We've got to be filled with Jesus. We're going to ask him into his heart and say, you know, Lord, I've made a mess of this, but you can clean it up. So I accept you, Jesus, into my life by the blood of the Lamb. He's our testimony. And then the Holy Spirit, he can come in and fill you up and allow you to be his worker for Jesus. Can we say a quick prayer today? Let's wrap up. Lord, I love you, Jesus. And we thank you, God, for the opportunity to come here as a church and worship as a family, Lord God, in this wonderful building that you've blessed us with, Lord Jesus. And what an honor it is for us as a family to come and to partake in this time with everybody here. God, we adore you, Lord Jesus, this morning. This is your time, Lord God, and we give it to you. I thank you for all the people here today, Lord God. There may be some here this morning that don't know you, though, that have come here today that have said, you know, I hear what Michael's saying, and I hear how great it is to know Jesus, but I don't know him personally inside my life. I haven't really taken that step to accept him into my life. And there may be some of you that have said, you know, I've taken that step, but I haven't received the gift of the Holy Spirit in my life with the evidence and power. And there may be some of you that are still questioning where you are or those next steps or who to share with. So Lord God, I pray today for every person in this room, Lord God, that you would help them, Lord Jesus. Undergird them, Lord God. Help them to feel that your presence is here right with them today, Lord Jesus, and that you can work inside of them and be their best friend as they step out in faith, Lord God, to be used by you, Lord Jesus. So, Lord God, today we give you ourselves, Lord God. Lord Jesus, we say we need you, God, that we are sinners. And Lord God, we need your forgiveness and we need your love, Lord God. So Lord God, come to us today, I pray. God, I pray that your salvation comes to us today, Lord Jesus, and that your Holy Spirit would come to us today and that you touch everybody in this room, Lord God, to accomplish all that you would want them to accomplish. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless all of you. Thank you so much for allowing us to be here today. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing us to have the opportunity to share. It's been a blessing, and we're just going to hang out with you and have some food here afterwards as well. And feel free to ask my children and Elizabeth all the questions you want. You can ask me too if you want, but anyway, we'll be here hanging out with you. God bless you.